We can blame the media for much of our current demoralization, but that would only keep us from looking at our own inaction. The elections are rigged and both parties are crooked, but for some reason, everyone is busy talking about other things. Things that don't matter. Because without having a voice in our own government, we are nothing but a slave class for the lobbyists. If we were a serious people, we would have never left the Capitol on January 6th. Instead, we ran home like children. And when the Canadian truckers stood up, we stayed put in our homes and watched it on the screen, hoping they would somehow make it all go away. Just like we did when Australia stood up, the Dutch farmers, the Brazilians, and by the time the Chinese stood up, we stopped caring altogether. People are now more concerned about who will run in 2024, as if it even matters. Republicans are openly discussing cheating in all future elections, so that even if they win, it can easily be taken away by their leftist partners. People don't care about America anymore. If we were a serious people, then we wouldn't be sitting at home and looking for someone to blame. We'd be focusing all of our attention on the rigged election system and our criminal Congress. It's what Carrie Lake is doing in Arizona, and it's what the Brunson brothers are doing. They went through the exhausting bureaucratic process of litigation, and they have managed to get their case scheduled for discussion by the Supreme Court on January 6, 2023. The Brunsons have accused 388 members of Congress of treason for voting against the investigation of our 2020 elections, and they are asking that all of them be permanently removed from office. The Brunson brothers are right, but many roll their eyes and don't want to hear it. They have lost all faith in the government and either want a revolution or distraction. But if your goal is to defend the U.S. Constitution, then there is a proper way to do it. And while it may eventually lead to violent action, the proper way to get there is first through the courts and then go from there. It may not seem as sexy and fun as your favorite distractions, but it is the proper way to start the process of restoring our nation, address the problem, and stay laser focused on it. Because it doesn't matter if we have a voice on Twitter. Our elections are still a total joke. Twitter is a distraction. And if we don't wake up, it's the new model for free speech, regulated by our new royalty class. And so serious people are either busy building solutions or pressing both sides of our crooked government, both the left and the right, while preparing for the worst. Because these agents of the Great Reset will likely never surrender. The powers that be may have built the circus tent, but we have filled it with clowns. And so long as we are content with doing nothing but complaining and fighting one another, then nothing will ever change. The demoralization is real, and it's time to snap out of it and become a serious human being. Because if we do nothing, they are just going to fake a reckoning. Blame it all on 100 old patsies and put us all back to sleep so they can keep exploiting the human herd. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Go to reesereport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me on Rockfin for news and analysis on the stories that matter every Friday night at rockfin.com/Greg Reese. It's hard to believe sometimes that we are still live on air, broadcasting free worldwide. And it seems quite real that things can change in an instant. Things are getting very weird, and it's definitely more difficult than ever to even know what's going on. But we'll keep doing our best so long as you keep us on the air. And you can do that now at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us clear out our stock of Body's turmeric, vitamin C with zinc, and alpha power. Turn those shady Federal Reserve notes into the highest quality supplements available while they still last. now with free shipping. We thank you for your support, and we wish you a very peaceful, happy, and Merry Christmas.